This week, the truth about cats and dogs, the inevitable combo of Scotch whiskey and chocolate, and artisanal meats delivered to your doorstep. Truly, we live in an age of wonders. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 2nd, 2015. Hello, I'm Josh Rollerson, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, my constant companion on this quest for the levity and entertainment and diversion. Yeah? You didn't think I was going to get out of that one, did you?
I thought you were going to say disruption.
You're looking at me like, what's the plan, man?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say.
Disruption, that's good.
Yeah, disruption in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, there's plenty of that going on.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a lot going on. Well, disruption maybe with Pirates fans right now.
Well, there's that. Disruption. Maybe by the time people are hearing this, things are looking up.
I know, I hope so. It's a rainy day right now, so.
I choose to live in that alternate universe today.
I know.
Tuesday.
Well, that's
for
a good
disclosure.
Thing. Well, I was on the social medias.
Oh, the social medias.
On the networks.
I heard that's going to be big.
It is. And I saw that one of the television stations posted a photo of newborns at one of the hospitals. Now I don't remember which one it was. And
with
they,
the pirate parrot?
The babies with the little Bucks fans. Little. And I was like, what if someone's a diehard Cardinals fan or something that lives in Pittsburgh and they put that on their baby, would there be a throwdown in the hospital?
Well, then we probably already have other problems, right, if that's the case.
But you know how manic people get about their sports teams.
It is a high pressure situation on more than one level, right?
I just
having a baby and being in the playoffs.
But I think that putting another team other than the team that you root for would be just
right asking for trouble.
Yeah. Get that baby out of there. Well, it was really cute, though.
Yeah.
People have Bucks fever.
People like that stuff.
What, Bucks fever?
You know, viral social media content, cute pictures and babies and anything to do with the Pirates right now.
Well, true. Babies and animals, right?
Right.
I know. It's interesting reading what people follow and unfollow for.
You sound like you have some industry research
wisdom on this. Well, some people were saying that they unfollow for cat pictures. They
really?
Follow for dogs, unfollow for cats, and that made me really upset, obviously.
They follow people that tweet a lot of dog pictures.
Yes. So if I were a dog and a cat owner and I posted a picture of a dog and then the next day I posted a picture of a cat, I would lose followers with posting a picture of a cat.
What could this possibly mean? Like, what's the sociology behind this?
People are cat haters, and I don't like it.
Yeah, weird.
Well, I got 32 likes on my cat picture yesterday.
Congratulations.
So
this is just a different audience you're trying to reach.
I know. Well, that's how I feel. There's the so-called, quote, I'm doing air bunnies, rules of social media.
Right.
But I really don't know if there's any rules, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, maybe, is it a Facebook, Twitter thing? Because you're sort of more of a creature of Facebook. Is that right?
Me?
No. Ugh. No? Okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
I hate Facebook.
I apologize. I feel
it's
the same
the
way.
It's the worst.
All right. Well, there goes
I'm
my
I'm a creature of Instagram and Twitter.
Right. Well, Instagram is Facebook.
I know. And have you noticed there's ads, way more ads in the past, I would say 2 weeks even. Then I'll see McDonald's and I'm like, I'm not following McDonald's. Am I? What did I do? Did I click on something? And then I'm like, oh, wait, I see the sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the ones where they sneak your name in? They've got some sneaky bot that figures out what your first name is and they tweet at you. Like, not your Twitter handle, but.
Oh, I saw someone was like, get more followers. And
oh, that stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's something else. No, I mean, like big companies that pay for the sponsored tweets.
No.
They've got some algorithm where they custom tweet with your first name in it.
Oh.
It's horrifying.
That sounds...
Hey, you know, there's a great podcast that I just discovered that's all about that kind of thing.
And?
It's called Nanograms. Have you heard of it?
I have.
It's a big deal. It's the talk of the town.
And you really made it sound like it was very techie speak. And rumor has it that it's easy to listen to.
Oh, yeah. It is not at all technically challenging. There's very little presumption of technological literacy as part of it, because I have very little myself.
Well, I think everyone is welcome then to listen
this
to
is the
your
message.
Nanograms.
Yeah. Nanograms.
Yeah.
Rate and review on iTunes.
Do it.
Speaking of which, like, it's been a while since we put out that call for this thing, but that helps us too.
Mm-hmm.
We could use some iTunes ratings and reviews.
Tweets, Instagrams.
We love that too.
Facebook. I might answer you, but in like 2 weeks.
Should we get on with the business at hand?
Yeah. So we have a lot going on, and excuse my voice.
Did you like cheer a little bit too loud at
Thrival? At Thrival, yeah. I was like, what up, Ghostface Killa?
That was pretty much how my panel went.
People cheering.
Yeah, they thought they were there to see Ghostface. And
they were like, wait a second.
They were pretty disappointed.
Aw. Yeah. It was good. Thrival was really good. I just... looking out at the space at the old mill area and seeing all these people converging, and the atmosphere was pretty electric and the lighting was super electric. And
often you'll find that to be the case in these modern times.
It was just
not a lot of like kerosene lamps out there.
Well, there was a lot of neon, I would say.
Okay.
Neon and lights.
All right.
Light display. But it was really, really a fun time. I was there and in the moment, but I really look forward to what they're going to keep doing year after year, because it's really, really cool. And I enjoyed the music. Andrew, I was saying it wrong last week. Andrew McMahon, totally botched that. But
yeah, I was going to say something. I didn't want to embarrass you.
No. Andrew McMahon, he blew things away. I think he was the best for the 2 days. I thought he was incredible. The show was amazing. And he just performed the hell out of everything.
And you're still hoarse.
I'm still hoarse from all the screaming. All
right, we almost got on track with this week's episode. Should we have another go?
So
what's going on, Rachel?
We've got a lot going on.
Okay. I knew there would be.
So on Friday at the Pittsburgh Public Market, they're going to be doing a wine and cheese happy hour. Nothing makes me happier than wine and cheese.
Aw.
I know.
Well done.
So you can head there to the public market and get a little taste from the different vendors that are there, which if you have not been to the public market, it is growing. In fact, there are many, many different vendors and new vendors that are popping up. I actually saw the other day there's a meat CSA group that's promoting.
That was inevitable.
Meat delivery, which I think is pretty brilliant because it's delicious, happy meat.
It's like, you know, how many times have I been sitting there on my couch watching, you know, Battlestar Galactica reruns?
Like Portlandia?
Yeah. Yeah, that's better. Sitting there on my couch and thinking, like, I just need like a chain of sausage links.
Sure.
I don't want to get up. Yeah. I want to drive to
meat delivery.
Whatever. Meat delivery.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you can check out these guys, I'm sure, and more at the wine and cheese tasting. It is $40 for adults. Kids can actually go too. It's $20. Actually, I like the age range. It's 2 to 12 is $20. So at 2, apparently you can drink wine. No, I'm just kidding. No wine for under 21ers, but I think it'll be a really good time to see. And they'll have more vendors other than just the Pittsburgh Public Market vendors. And this is for the Farm to Table organization, which produces the Farm to Table tasting, which they're going to be actually doing the harvest tasting a little later on this month, which I will, I'm sure, mention.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we have a little scotch and chocolate party.
Oh, yes. How have we had this show for like more than a year and never talked about scotch?
Scotch, alone,
in combination with chocolate. Actually, I don't know if that would be a great combo. I like
scotch
both of those things
chocolate?
A lot. Have you tried that?
I would assume it would be good. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Scotch
is
dark
and smoky
and,
well, okay, yeah.
Smoky and chocolate's dark and, I mean, I wouldn't do white chocolate and scotch, but.
All right, well, now that I'm thinking it through, it makes perfect sense.
Well, what I really like about this is it's the Werewolf Scotch and Chocolate Party. It's at the Wintergreen Garden at PPG behind the front desk at PPG, main PPG.
Okay.
And it's beautiful because it's an atrium of all glass. And during the days, they have cafeteria-style tables set up so people in the buildings can go and eat there. But at night, they transform it into a lovely event space. So you can have weddings there. I've been to different fundraisers there. They actually, during Christmas time, have beautiful Christmas tree displays.
Is that where they do all of the Santas of the world?
Is that Santas? I know they do the Christmas trees.
Did you say PPG Place?
PPG Place, yeah.
Yeah. I think the last time it was like they had all of these like weird mannequins dressed up in, you know how every ethnicity has its own version of Santa Claus?
Saint Nicholas.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Only there's way more of them than you would have thought. And there's like, it was pretty interesting.
I guess I have to visit this year because I missed that. Yeah. I like Christmas trees, but weird Santas from different countries.
Get educated about weird Santas.
Okay. Well, I'm in. Well, you can get educated for the scotch and chocolate party.
Okay.
The ticket price is a little steep, but I think if you enjoy scotch and chocolate, this is for you. It's $100 for different tastings, which I think is going to be an elegant evening, but also awesome because chocolate is delicious.
It's hard to go wrong.
I know. I agree. And you'll get scotch schooled with the scotch professor, which I really like that. That play.
What's the 10-year process like for the scotch professor?
A lot of scotch.
It's rough,
drinking.
Man.
I know. I know. You got to get your hours, scotch drinking hours mm-hmm. in. And
like publish or perish.
I know. Oof, I would perish on that one. But if you are into hops and whiskey, you can head to.
What's that you say?
I know. I'm there. Sign me up. Wet Hoptoberfest. So this is on Saturday at our favorite, the Whiskey Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
From 6 to 9 p.m. So we have G-Tech, which is, have you heard of G-Tech?
Yeah.
So they're obviously an awesome organization that promotes all the stuff we were talking about before with technologies and.
Indeed.
All the cool things going on in Pittsburgh. And this is their annual fundraiser. And they promote with Wiggle Whiskey a Wiggle Whiskey hopped. With East End Brew.
Right.
So they combine it. The best of both worlds.
Yeah, totally. And even more so than scotch and chocolate, I might suggest.
Well, it's a very interesting pairing. I had it last year. It's cool. And mm-hmm. I'm not really a hoppy person, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. And no, I liked it. I thought it was good.
$30, you get a couple different tastings. They're going to have some food there, which is awesome. And they'll be doing different raffles. And obviously, you'll be able to try some different Wiggle Whiskey cocktails, too.
Very
and
nice.
And head over to the garden before it closes, because it does close for the season. If you are a doggy person, you can head to Dogtoberfest 2015. At the waterfront.
Mm-hmm. Pick up some Facebook follows while you're there.
Oh, gosh. Of course you would there.
I'll do anything.
I know.
Anything
on
for
Facebook,
followers.
Babies and dogs. That's it. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you are someone that enjoys dressing your dog up, which I think a lot of people are, although I don't know how you do it, they're going to be having a Pooch Pride costume parade, which I would pay to see. And it's a $5 fee, but you can get up to $500 prizes for the best
Pooch Pride. Mm-hmm. And the dogs are going to be wearing like human clothes or they're
going to
be costumed in some way.
Yeah, like Halloween costumes.
To me, that seems like a problem for the dignity of the animal. Like if pride is the theme.
Well, if you look at dogs when they're in costumes, I feel like they don't look as miserable as cats. When you dress them up, cats look.
Okay, this is kind of a low bar to clear. But yes, I take your point.
Yes. So they're also going to be doing a dog owner lookalike contest, which is a personal favorite of mine because whenever I'm out and about, I always love when I see those dog owners walking with their dogs. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they look so alike. It's ridiculous.
It's creepy.
So you can win a prize. Do you look like your dog? Look like you, Josh?
I don't know. Come to think of it. I don't know. I can't possibly judge.
Well, maybe
my dog has this weird pointy face. He's like all nose.
Well, maybe then you can enter the contest.
All right.
But obviously, you're going to have a good time. And
obviously, yeah.
Get some good doggy viewing and costumes.
All right, sounds good.
And then this is more on your level. The Drunken Pumpkin Festival.
Why would you say that?
Because it's drunken. And pumpkin. Do you like you? You're okay with pumpkin beer, didn't you? Try to brew a little pumpkin beer one year.
Yeah, like 10 years ago, before it was a thing.
Oh, okay.
With I was doing pumpkins. It before it was cool, and it was also undrinkable, pretty much. So.
Well, I think these are going to be drinkable, and
all right.
I checked. There's still tickets available. It's at Huff's, which
is
one of your watering holes, right?
Yeah, I was just there last night.
Well, you can go on Saturday, and for $50, you get a tasting of over 25 pumpkin beers and light snacks, a trick-or-treat bag, and then a coupon for $2 off a 32-ounce can, because you know they're canning.
Yes, that's their thing. That's like their trademark.
I know. It's kind of cool. So, I don't know. It's not like a growler. They like package it in a can.
Functionally like a growler. It's like a
32.
Half gallon. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what the volume is. But yeah, they'll put whatever they've got on tap, they'll fill one of these cans with that and put the lid on it and you can take it home. So unlike a growler, well, it is pretty similar to a growler. Like when you crack it open the first time, you're supposed to drink it within a day or two.
Okay.
I think the idea is that with it canned, it can sit a little bit longer. But obviously, once you open it,
I thought you have to drink it right away. I don't understand the people that will pop open a Coke and half of it and put it in the refrigerator.
No, that's what I'm saying. So weird. I think if you open one of these, the clock is ticking, and you still have to finish it within a reasonable period because it will go flat.
Yeah.
But prior to opening it, I think it'll stay carbonated longer than it will in a conventional growler. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes total sense.
But this is pure speculation.
I love that. Well, we'll have to check it out.
All right.
And
we better do an experiment.
I know. I think pumpkin beers are the right time. And obviously, 25 pumpkin beers, I'm all about that.
Okay.
And then if you want to do a whole 3 days of fun, the Troy Hill Next 3 Days Festival is going to be going on from Friday to Sunday. So Troy Hill is obviously a neighborhood on the north side that doesn't get as much love as some other neighborhoods.
I just read in Next Pittsburgh that it's up and coming.
Well,
Troy Hill's where it's going to be at.
They are promoting this. This is part of Next Pittsburgh is promoting this event, and there's going to be obvious.
It's what you call like a coordinated marketing campaign.
Yes, right? And I mean, seriously, looking at the lineup of things that they have going on, obviously Penn Brewery is going to be, that's the one place that I really think of in Troy Hill. Wiggle Whiskey will be there as well, because they have the barrel houses in Troy Hill area. And then Rick Seaback, I've got on here, is going to be doing a bake-off. He's going to be like a bake-off judge.
Awesome.
Which I think is really fun. Then they're going to be doing different sidewalk sales. I mean, seriously, this a selfie guided tour of trail. Like, I mean, get the millennials, get everyone.
That's just pandering. Hey, you millennials, you like selfies, right?
That's how you got to do it these days.
Is that really how you do it? Don't you? Obviously, I'm not a millennial. I'm sort of, well, I'm not a millennial, right?
Yes.
I'm too old. But to my mind, I think it's got to be grating and annoying to be constantly told, oh, you're a millennial. You're into this, right? You know, just to be reduced to this demographic,
Josh,
you know, prop.
I don't think they pay attention because that's a millennial. They're probably like,
see, you just did it.
Whatever.
You're stereotyping. It's reductive.
Well, I'm not.
It's insulting.
I'm in the middle.
Millennials, I'm standing up for your dignity here. Who's with me?
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the millennial.
You tuned out 2 minutes ago.
The end of the millennial era.
I think you're definitely
or the beginning. I'm in the
middle.
Do you
want to disclose your age?
Well, I no.
No. Okay.
But I'm not a Gen X.
I can certify that you are a millennial.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know if it's a
good
or a bad.
Pigeonhole you.
I don't know if it's a good or a bad term though. I feel like I'm still trying to figure that out.
Oh no, I don't know. Like, there's anything wrong with the concept of generations. It's just the way it gets used as a marketing trick, and not even that it's used for marketing, but the way in which it's used is kind of simplistic, don't you think?
Because I think that millennials are known for not having any sort of attention span. But
okay, continue.
Selfie tours.
Continue. I'll stop interrupting.
So there's a lot going on, obviously, in Troy Hill, and I think what's awesome about this is that it's discovering a up-and-coming slash underappreciated neighborhood. The way I read it, I think that they're going to be doing more of these in different neighborhoods. So I would love to see that in
That's a great idea.
Other certain neighborhoods, maybe like Dormont, which
hey,
I think is.
I hear Dormont is lovely.
It is lovely. We just need some new businesses to spice things up. So lots going on this weekend. You can get your fill of beer and dogs. And I love the tweets, by the way, are great. With the sum up of our social clubs every week.
Oh, really?
Because it's always a smattering of like
oh, right.
dogs and beer and wait, I'm trying to
think
of what this one will
be. Yeah, it's like pick three random details out.
Dogs and beer and tech. Oh my.
And it seems to always be like the same five or six things. Like everyone has beer in it. Have you noticed that?
That's okay.
We're getting meta here.
I think there's a lot of beer in Pittsburgh.
There is a lot of beer.
Drank. And yeah.
It's not a coincidence. Yeah.
Help the cause. So
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers. Rachel Carlson, thanks for coming by.
Cheers to a great weekend.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do.
How often would you say you have it with you?
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
It's me. It's part of my ego.
Are mobile devices turning us into cyborgs?
We think that there's something interesting happening with respect to how accelerated our reliance on technology is and how that's actually changing the nature of our relationship to technology.
Nanograms, 90.5 WESA's new technology and culture podcast, available Thursdays at nanograms.org.
I spent 13 years in advertising, producing television commercials for a variety of agencies. I was good at what I did, hated every minute of it. Because my brain was on guitars and music. Every great thing in my life has happened because I play a guitar. People I've been with, friends I've made, places I've been to, it's all because I do this.
Sam Matthews with Pittsburgh Guitars.
In corporate America, I had Sunday night dread, where every time Sunday night hit, I was like, oh man, I could go to work tomorrow. Or all I know is I get up every morning and I'm stoked to go to work each day. I'm happy to go to work.
You're listening to 90.5 WESA's new Sounds of the City. Portraits, oral histories, poems, anecdotes, memories, and fragments of life recorded in the Steel City, all brought to you in your own voice through lush local sound. Visit us online at WESA.FM for more.